experienced guy with the group of freshmen. How would you define your role this season? What you can do in a game
situation? Definitely picked up some more, you know, being more of a leader, being more of a vocal leader, and leading by example as well.
Just, you know, those exhibitions, you can kind of...
So you guys were preseason picked nine.
Move a couple pieces around and kind of see where you can
find it. We put it in our back pocket, you know. It's preseason. Nobody knows what can happen later down the line. So, we just, like I said, put it in our back pocket and keep moving day by day.
You've been running a long time, man.
I've heard a lot of things. The guys coming in and the different variety of lineups that Coach Weber has out there.
Certain scrimmages, I mean, just kind of how games work.
When you're playing the four, does that change what you're trying to do offensively? Or what type of adjustment is it being the three or being the four depending upon who else is out?
He truly is.
Different, you know, different matchups as well. I can have a bigger defender cast. Somebody smaller than me, so I can probably take the three to the post as well. You know, I'm a bigger guard kind of, and kind of take the four out as well. You know, if they're pretty much bigger than me, and have an advantage there, and be more quicker than them as well.
What's the biggest part of your game that you really worked on this offseason?
I would say consistency. Just being consistent in all parts of my game. You know, from shooting the ball, ball handling, and to playmaking. You know, just being that consistent threat and bringing it every day.
What was the NBA draft process like?
I was a tough process. Flying, going from place to place, and doing things like that. Just to be able to get my feet in, get my feet wet, and understand what it is to be like an NBA player. And I feel like just being, I was like a sponge, soaking all in information I could. And I feel like it was a great process and helped me out a lot.
Did you have individual workouts with teams?
Certain things aren't working, but he's kind of found his niche.
How many teams
around
that
goal to
kind
of? I kind of started late because of school, and I couldn't, you know, can't miss days because of school. But it was a great process. Worked out with two teams individually, and some of the things I did there, I feel like I did pretty well. Some of the athletic wise, I was pretty much one of the better athletes in most of my groups, so I feel like I did a pretty good job.
Everybody talks about the seniors that departed and what they brought offensively, but defensively, I mean, Barry Brown leaves as the all-time steals leader, and Dean and Cam were awesome defensively as well. So have you embraced that aspect of taking your game to the next level?
Oh, definitely. You know, that's the K-State culture. Defense first. You know, if you're not playing defense, you're not going to get on court for us. So, and that's what we've been working on day in, day out. And I feel like Coach Weber's done a great job of getting some of the younger guys to get that instilled in their mind.
You mentioned consistency offensively. How do you feel about your jump shot?
I feel like it's pretty good. You know, going in every day, getting the same shots up, getting a good rhythm in, and I feel like I can have a pretty good year shooting wise.
Do you think the 3-point line moving back is that going to mess with you guys
at all? Me personally, because I've been at the NBA process, it's not too much for me, but I don't feel like it has. I feel like we've been doing a pretty good job as lately of just shooting the ball where from there. So, but it has been times where you step on the line here and there. So it's something that everybody's probably going to have to get adjusted to.
So you're almost money from the corner. Corner three seems to be your shot from time to time. Now there's such a congested area down there. Where's your favorite spot on the floor to take a three, I guess?
Probably the corners, you know, even though it's the shortest from the goal as well. But I feel more comfortable in the corners, and I can knock. I feel like I got a pretty good high percentage of knocking it down.
Tell us about the newcomers. Who's impressed you the most, and just kind of their growth?
All them guys are very impressive right now. All them guys are some dogs, which we kind of instill into their mind, you know, from this early age. But Dejuan has been doing a great job for us, learning the system, being that dog on defense that I've been trying to teach him to. I kind of took him under my wing, so I feel like those guys are doing a great job of learning the system and being able to come in and help us. Can't wait to see what we can do this Friday.
Yeah, the biggest thing with freshmen coming in is a lot of times they lack that natural toughness that you have to have. Do you see potential that this group has that aspect of it?
I definitely do. These guys are coming in, and they kind of like look after us. They've been watching us even last year. They know what to expect and how to get on the court. So,
what are your thoughts on the new uniforms?
Oh, I like them. You know, I haven't even got to see all of our new uniforms yet, but they look pretty good, and I like the new designs of them, and I can't wait to play in all of them.
So you guys have just seen the purple and the whites so far?
Yeah.
You know how many you're going to have?
No, they haven't even told us nothing. They only showed us those two so far.
There's a pretty sick white throwback that leaked on social media.
I heard about it. Probably got what, Wildcats? Yeah, I heard
about it.
Yeah, I can't wait to play in that one if that's true.
technically tied. They were talking to Bill Self earlier. KU just announced a six-year schedule with Missouri in the non-conference. If there was one team you guys could play in the non-conference for you, who would it be?
I think we're already doing it. For me personally, it's St. Louis. So we played them. This is probably our second time playing them since my being here. And also, I get to play them here on my birthday, so it's going to be a really great game for me, hopefully, and an exciting time.
That's your birthday, too?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why. And it's here at the Sprint Center.
Yeah.
It's going to be 18,000 K-State fans in here. It's going to be awesome. So what will that game mean to you?
It's going to mean a lot. You know, I got to come out and perform and do the right things, of course, but it's just going to be an exciting feeling, and hopefully I can drop 50, you know, like everybody does, wish on their birthday.
Do you guys talk much about individual goals? I mean, you go into a season and say, I want to score this many points per game. I want to grab this many rebounds per game. I want to get this many points on Bruce's play hard chart or whatever it is. Do you guys do that much?
Not really, but of course everybody has that something in their mind that they want to just set their goals for us. And of course for me, I set them high because that's the highest I want to go to. So you know.
Overall, how would you say this K-State team stacks up against some of the others that you've been a part of in terms of being able to put the ball in the hole and score some points?
I feel like we can do a pretty good job. It's going to be pretty spread around. We got a lot of guys that can do a lot of different things, you know. Mike McGurl, me, Cardi, Mac, a lot of guys that can – Antonio Gordon, it's a lot of guys that can shoot, put the ball on the ground, do a lot of different things for us.
Who's the most improved player coming back from last year in your eyes?
Oh, man, that's a tough one. I got to say these two guys right here, Mac and Cardi. Those guys have really stepped it up this summer and producing and handling the pressure of having to do more. And I feel like those guys are going to have a breakout year, as well as Mike McGurl. That's a lot of guys on the team that I feel like is going to have a breakout year and do some great things for us.
Yeah, the thing about the roster, when we pull up the roster, we were trying to find, because you get into Big 12 play and you guys are playing eight guys typically. That's kind of the norm. But when we look at this roster, it's hard for us to pick out who those eight guys are going to be. How do you feel about this team's depth, and how difficult could it be to find a rotation? Which is a good thing because you got so many guys you can find.
I feel like that's going to be a good thing for us. You know, we're going to get up in some guys and be able to pressure some guys and irritate a lot of teams because we got a lot of depth and a lot of guys that can come off the bench very fresh. So I feel like that's going to be a good problem for us. And I feel like Coach Weber and Coach Lowry are going to do a good job of lining us up the right groups and be able to come out and produce.
All right, off the floor stuff. Outside of basketball, what do you like to do for the teams up
big? Drive and listen to music. And Manhattan, Kansas is not too much to do, you know. So for me, I go around, drive, and listen to music. And that's pretty much something that I like to do.
Now, do you drive, like, around the campus? Are you driving through Aggieville, or are you driving out in the country?
I like to get on 70 sometimes. And I like to go around Manhattan, go around the creek as well, the dam, and see those things as well. Just go look for things. And that's something that I personally do, so.
All right, what's on Xavier Steed's playlist?
For sure.
Playlist from J. Cole. That's one guy I can always listen to no matter what.
For next season, if everything goes well, you get to go through the NBA draft process again. You got a favorite team that you follow in the NBA?
Favorite team? I would have to say Chicago because it's close to home for me, and being able to have my parents here at every game has been special. So to get them to be closer to my games would be very special, and also the tradition they have there and the legacy they have there and all that as well. So.
They go to all your K-State games?
Yes, sir. They do. Yes, sir.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
That's incredible. What does that mean?
It means a lot. You know, every time I look up in the stands and see them happy and see them proud of what I'm doing, surreal feeling, you know, just to make them guys proud. So I love the support that they give me, and I love it all.